Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Welcome to today's version of Sound Bhakti Pulse, coming to you from Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. By practicing sound principles of bhakti, one will directly experience one's own spiritual advancement and will see Krishna for oneself within one's heart and everywhere in the world. And also by taking in the sound vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the essential sound of bhakti, and the Hare Krishna mantra, one will feel the real nectar of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the Srimad Bhagavatam extensively to his disciples. In his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, he explains that the living entity, the jiva, the soul, as some people call him, is a part and parcel of Krishna. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes, Apariyamitastvanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhuta mahabaho yayedam darite jagat. Besides the inferior energy of the material world, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, there is a higher energy which is the living entity, who is categorically different from matter, who is qualitatively the same as Krishna, but quantitatively different. We're tiny parts, the soul is a tiny part, whereas Krishna is the whole and the origin of the jiva. So the jiva, the soul, never becomes Vishnu, never becomes Krishna, but remains an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So devotional service simply means to admit this fact, that I am an eternal servant of Krishna. And the Srimad Bhagavatam begins by saying, Janmadyasayataha, realize your origin. Realize that everything comes from a common source, Krishna, and serve that original divine source, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the sum and substance of bhakti. Simply admit that. In the material world, no one wants to admit that. Everyone wants to figure out some way, either through advancing materially or through advancing spiritually, to eventually, quote-unquote, become God. They want to take over the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not to serve Him. But in devotional service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, and the Srimad Bhagavatam teaches, real liberation means simply to accept, I am servant of Krishna. Otherwise, one simply becomes entangled in the material world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes from the Bhagavatam, Naishkarmyam apyachuta bhava varjitam nashobate jnanam alam niranjanam kutak puna shashvat abhadramishvare nacharpitam karma yadapyakaranam. This comes in the fifth chapter of the first canon of the Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by Narada Muni. And he says that any path of spiritual enlightenment that doesn't include achuta bhava, that means a very sweet conception of our relationship with the Supreme Lord and service to His lotus feet, is not beautiful. It's nishobate. It doesn't look well. And not only that, he goes on to say, what to speak of those who engage in material activities to try to find happiness? That, he said, is always inauspicious. So, Krishna also says, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reminds us, that if one has material desires, but begins the process of devotional service, then gradually our devotional practice, even though it's minuscule to begin with, will overcome our material desires, and we will become elevated in spiritual life. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Akama sarvakamova mokshakama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. That whether one has all material desires, has no material desires, that means is detached from the material world altogether, or simply wants liberation, or if one's a pure devotee, all of these people should engage in devotional service with great alacrity. That means with great enthusiasm, run, don't walk, but take to devotional service in whatever capacity you can now. Don't neglect just because you can't do everything, to do what you can do now, because bhakti is so powerful. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quotes from the Bhagavatam saying, satyam dishati artitam artito nrinam naivartato yat punar artito yataha swayam vidate bhajatam anichatam ichapitanam nijapadapalavam. And that is, when someone takes to devotional service, if he then petitions the Lord for material advancement and wants to give up devotional service, the Lord will capture him by his sweetness and he'll bring him back to his lotus feet. Or the verse says that actually the Lord will fulfill his desires as the devotee's asking, but he'll do it in such a way that the devotee won't want to ask for anything material again. And instead, Krishna will replace those material longings with the longing for Krishna's lotus feet. He'll want to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then explains that if one wants material things instead of devotional service, it's like a person who's given the choice between drinking ambrosia and poison, takes the poison. But Krishna is so kind that if you take a little bit of devotional service, even if again you decide to drink poison, Krishna will bring you back to his lotus feet. So the Bhagavatam says, at all points in one's life and at all costs, one should engage in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the divine source of everything. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande Haribol.